Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. DS Services of Kansas City for all of your grain handling needs. The Huron Daily Tribune, home of the Prep Zone. Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. More Motors of Caro and more Shoreline of Sleepwing. North Star Bank, guiding the way. D&M Cabinet Shop, Valley Enterprises, Ramsey Pier Home. Our family is serving yours since 1948. Bayport State Bank, Ensure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Internet services are provided by Anger Valley Services on the blazing speed of their 4G wireless network. Go to AngerValleyServices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction with the express written consent of the WLEW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It was on this day in 1878 that the very first phone book was issued in the United States. The honor went to the residents of New Haven, Connecticut, the same town that Alexander Graham Bell first demonstrated the telephone not even 2 years before that. The phone book was more like a phone page, a single page, in fact. Just 50 names, that's 50, and no numbers were listed. The operator would do that for you. It listed 11 homes, 38 businesses, and, of course, the police department. By 1919, 32 years later, phone books across the country would have over 7 million numbers listed. In 1954, the number was 60 million phone books were produced, and by 2010, 615 million books were printed. One man who certainly was listed in the book and is now on the Facebook, it's the one and only to my right, Coach John Moody.
Boy, have times really changed. I mean, growing up in the Detroit area, if we wanted to sit higher at the dinner table, we used to go ahead and just sit on the phone book. You know, that would buy us about 2 or 3 inches anyways. But you really can't do that today unless, let's say you sit on your cell phone, because that's where the phone book is now.
Here's a trivia question for you to use on your friends. In history, John, what's the most common first entry in phone books across the United States? Well, it's quite simple, actually. The American Automobile Association, which purposely would be listed as AAA for that exact reason.
AA, that's great. You know, is that why they're using USAA insurance? You see on TV their commercials all the time. They're yelling AA. I wonder if that's why it resonates a little bit.
Perhaps.
Good stuff, Clark.
One team that is trying their hardest to be listed first in the Greater Thumb East standings would be the Harbor Beach Pirates. I'm pretty sure they saw their lives flash before their eyes last week in this very gym when Dylan Gator propelled the Pirates past the Ugly Bearcats with a near half-court buzzer beater to win by 3 points.
Wasn't that a shot? I mean, but both teams discovered probably the two greatest feelings one could ever have as a human being. Agony, ecstasy. Because it's a lot more preferable to have both of those than the alternative, believe me.
On the other side of the ball, the Cassidy Redhawks roll into town and are trying to make it 3 wins in 7 days. They have just had 2 losses in their last 11 games.
Cass City has established themselves as a quality team in the area, and they should be respected in league and district play.
Tonight is a Greater Thumb Conference crossover game, so it does not affect the divisional standings, but there's still plenty on the line this evening. March Madness is right around the corner, and certainly everyone wants to enter the postseason on a roll. We'll see what happens tonight, Cass City and Harbor Beach. It's all right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services. Cass City and Harbor Beach coming up next.
In 1948, Burton Ramsey opened Ramsey Funeral Home at the corner of 4th and State Street in Harbor Beach. Since then, technology and modern conveniences have changed the way we live. The one thing that cannot be replaced by a smartphone is at Ramsey Funeral Home. It's still our family serving yours. A family business spanning 3 generations, from Burton to now Warren and Ryan Ramsey, with the same values as when we opened our doors over 70 years ago. For more details, go to RamseyFH.com and find out why so many have trusted Ramsey Funeral Home since 1948. That's RamseyFH.com.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline and Sebelin to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline and Sebelin goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebelin. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. But my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a new or used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Shure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone again. That's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Have you checked out Thumb Cellular's February specials? Leap into Thumb Cellular for some great leap year savings.
You can save up to $80 on Android smartphones from Samsung, LG, Motorola, and CAT.
Plus, if you upgrade to any new smartphone, including iPhone, you'll get 15 gigs of bonus data, too.
Wait, there's more. Need an accessory for your phone? Get $10 off a screen protector and case bundle purchase.
Also, get 25% off all wireless fast chargers. It's time you headed to Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. For more details, go to thumbcellular.com/deals.
Leap into these great savings today. You even get an extra day to save. Valid now through February 29th, 2020. Two-year contract required for phone savings and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Listen on Sports Radio 102.1. Go to live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. And now listen to our replays in podcast form. Go to WLWSports.com or iTunes, Switcher, TuneIn Radio, wherever you go to find your podcasts. We are there. The Cass City Redhawks rolled in Harbor Beach tonight with a 10-6 overall record in Lake Ubley. Four of those losses were in their first five games. In the Greater Thumb West, Cass City's at 6-5. That puts them in third place, but four games behind USA and Reese. Aaron Fernald has been the head coach for Cass City for a collective 6 years altogether, going 63-57 over that time, good enough for a .525 batting average. He was the head coach from 2011-14, switched to the girls' team, then in 2019, last year, switched back to the boys' program. On offense, Cass City scores 47.4 points per game. That puts them in the lower sector of the Greater Thumb Conference at number 9, and 9 points less than the Pirate Attack on average. On defense, Cass City, only one team with a better defense than Cass City, and that's USA, and that's by 2.5 points. 41.6 points per game Cass City allows. Average margin of victory for the Redhawks would be 5.8. That's the fifth best in the Greater Thumb Conference and just one of eight schools to have a positive differential. Just like Ubley, who has had a football season, postseason run, drag all the way to the Saturday before Thanksgiving, Cass City started out a bit rough on the basketball court. Through the middle of January, the Redhawks had just won one win in four losses. But since defeating Vassar on the 17th of last month, Cass City has rattled off a 9-2 record with just two losses to the leaders of the Greater Thumb West, Reese and USA.
And I think they've had some quality wins. I mean, I believe the Redhawk victories over Sandusky at home and Bad Axe away were probably their two finest performances.
Cass City defeated Harbor Beach a year ago, 371 days ago, in fact, with a two-point victory in Cass City, 53-51. Now, John Moon, let's take a look at the roster of the 10-6 Ubley Bearcats.
Well, in this first meeting between these two squads, Coach Aaron Fernald's Cass City Redhawks, they do have a senior-laden team led by a four-year starter, Sandon Cathrell. And I think the X factor in tonight's game is going to be Colin Rubel. Just watch him. He's going to launch from long distance. They have a standout, really a defensive gem in Hayden Horn. On the inside,